Adaptation and resilience and loss and damage are absolutely central to our plans. We will use the presidency to mobilize the ambition set out in Paris to make international action an absolute priority. We will do this through turning the UN Climate Action Summit's call to action on adaptation and resilience pledge, which we were, of course, part of alongside many other partners in pulling together. We will turn that into tangible action on the ground, encouraging countries to showcase actions they are taking and sharing best practice. We will do this also through improving protection from the impacts of climate-related extreme weather events, including through convening a coalition of willing countries to lead a just rural transition to more resilient, sustainable agriculture. And we will do it through asking all donors to meet their finance commitments, but also drive forward how funders, governments, and the private sector can work together to increase the availability, efficiency, and accessibility of adaptation and resilience finance. We look forward to COP26 being able to help guide the world in the actions that will be needed to enable climate risks to be countered effectively, marrying resources to effective, informed planning, just like the planning and the actions that we have heard from all of our contributions today.